Governor Kristi Noem kicked off the 97th South Dakota legislative session with her fourth State of the State address on Tuesday, January 11. The governor's remarks were largely centered around the positive response of all South Dakotans during the global pandemic, while highlighting the many wins South Dakota has experienced with record sales tax revenues, job growth, and prudent fiscal spending. The governor highlighted several projects. Among the 47 filed appropriation bills, she is supporting for an approximate $1.4 billion in one-time federal and state spending projects. A few notable projects: to allocate $600 million to modernize the aging water, wastewater, and stormwater infrastructure across South Dakota, appropriate approximately $10 million for the expansion of Custer State Park, $7.5 million for the building of an advanced manufacturing laboratory on the campus of Lake Area Technical College, $69.6 million for the construction of a new state public health laboratory, and approximately $200 million to increase workforce housing across South Dakota, just to name a few. As you may recall, during the 2021 legislative session, the SDBA introduced House Bill 1203 and became law, which authorized expanded banking services for banks to engage in business with marijuana licensees and associated persons. So far this session, over 36 bills have been introduced to further develop and improve the legal marijuana or cannabis business in South Dakota. As is typically the case, the first batch of bills introduced in 2022 consists primarily of legislation introduced on behalf of the executive branch, state agencies, constitutional offices, and interim legislative committees. While we anticipate more bills to be dropped, the cannabis and appropriation bills make up 40% or 83 of the 100 or 209 bills to date. We will continue to stay abreast of other relevant banking bills as they come. Below is a snapshot of bills we are currently tracking. House Bill 1002. This bill is an act to revise certain provisions regarding the investments authorized for state public funds brought by the State Investment Council. This allows the expansion of state public funds invested by the State Investment Council where the permanent school and other educational and charitable trust funds, state cement plant trust funds, the health care and educational trust funds are invested. House Bill 1008. This bill is an act to provide a cause of action for employees that are required to receive a vaccination as a condition of employment, and provides them the ability to bring a claim against an employer for damages or for injuries or illness brought by the vaccine. The SDBA board has authorized me to advocate against this legislation. House Bill 1085. This bill is an act to provide and expand the eligibility for a small estate probate. The intent is to expand the value of the entire estate, wherever located, less liens and encumbrances, does not exceed $100,000, a change from a $50,000 threshold. Senate Bill 30. This bill is to add Juneteenth as a state holiday. The 19th day of June is commonly known as Juneteenth. Senate Bill 53. This bill is to make an appropriation to increase workforce housing across South Dakota. This bill would appropriate $200 million from the state and federal funds to increase housing supply across South Dakota. Senate Bill 65. This bill is an act to delineate or outline the proper use for the South Dakota Housing Opportunity Fund in the way of new single and multifamily housing, substantial rehabilitation of existing housing and homes to become more accessible to individuals with disabilities and to prevent homelessness. Senate Bill 79. This bill is an act to clarify cross-references regarding powers of attorney. While we anticipate more banking-related bills to share in the weeks ahead, this summary concludes week 1 and 2 of the 97th legislative session in Pierre. We hope you can join us on February 9 in Pierre for the 2022 South Dakota Bankers Legislative Day. Go to sdba.com and register today. Have a great week.